A world of garrisons and barracks had now become a society in its own right. And from the middle of the 2nd century, it makes sense to talk about a Romano-British culture, and not just as a colonial veneer imposed on the resentful natives, but as a genuine fusion. And nowhere was this clearer than here in Bath. Bath was the quintessential Romano-British place, at once mod con and mysterious cult, therapy and luxury. A marvel of hydraulic engineering and a showy theatre of the waters of healing. The spa was an extravaganza of buildings constructed over a spring that gushed 250,000 gallons of piping hot water into the baths every day. When you soaked yourself a bath, you were washing your body and your soul, ablution and devotion at the same time. Much of the bathing, as well as the flirting, the gossip and the deal-making, went on in this austerely grandiose great bath. But the spiritual heart of the place was the sacred spring, a ferny grotto where water collected, and where the devotees of the presiding goddess, Sulis Minerva, could look through an especially constructed window at the altar erected in her honor, and occasionally could throw gift offerings in her way.